This is from a rosary, June 29, 1995, transcribed from a live tape.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. In the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave. Ave Maria.
The first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Messenger, put yourself in the presence of God. Feel him within your heart. Make a spiritual communion and feel his presence deep within your heart. Feel him as when you receive him in the Holy Eucharist. Block out all the distractions from this day and take this time to be alone with Jesus and Mary in your heart, and to hear the messages that they tell you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus speaks, my dear ones, I am so present to you. I am Jesus, your beloved Savior. Let go of all those things at this moment that hold you bound. Let go of any anger or resentment toward any person. Forgive that person and come with a heart that is open and ready to be filled with my love. I love you, my dear ones, with the deepest love. Let go. Block out all distractions. I am Jesus. I want to unite so closely to your heart. I knock at the door to your heart. Will you answer? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Messenger. The Father has a plan for each one of us. As we meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary, we see the Father's plan unfold in the lives of Jesus and Mary. With such peace and joy, for they did always the Father's will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The angel Gabriel comes to the Virgin Mary and asks Mary to be the Mother of God. How Mary loved the Father. She wanted, as a daughter, to please him with such love. And now the angel comes and asks Mary to be the Mother of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary always complied to the will of the Father. She said, "Let it be it done unto me according to thy word." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
From heaven the angel Gabriel announced the ancient plan, and humbly to bear the God-made man.
She was filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The mysteries of the Rosary, each one of these mysteries, the mystery, think of the mystery. The angel comes to the Virgin Mary, and she conceives the child Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Meditate deeply on these mysteries. Look in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The child Jesus is formed. His most sacred heart formed within her womb through the Holy Spirit. Jesus and Mary living in one body. She gives to him his life support. He's growing within her womb. Such intimacy between the child Jesus and the Virgin Mary as he grows within her womb. Jesus makes his entry into this world in Mary, always through Mary to Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O blessed beyond all others of every land and race, possessing in your soul the fullness of God's grace. Oh, holy dwelling place of God, oh, holy temple of the Word, oh, holy Mary, holy Mother of God.
Such intimacy between Jesus and his mother from the first moment of conception. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Messenger. Mary's heart was bursting with such joy to carry the good news to her cousin Elizabeth. She made haste to her cousin Elizabeth, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do we see the plan of the Father as it unfolds in the mysteries of the Rosary? The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus come alive to us as we meditate on these mysteries. First of all, the angel comes and speaks about Mary becoming the mother of Jesus. Such calmness. God is on the earth within the womb of the Virgin Mary. And Mary goes to tell her cousin Elizabeth. At the center in Cincinnati, the mysteries of the Rosary are pictured in the windows in Our Lady of the Holy Spirit Chapel. Jesus said that they are a big part of the plan of the Father. Across from the visitation window is Mary as she is taken body and soul into heaven. And next to that, she is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. She said yes to the angel, always doing the will of the Father. And she is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. The Father has a plan for each one of us. Each one of us has been uniquely created by Him. Each one of us, from the day we were born, has been guarded and watched. Each one of us has special talents to carry out this plan. We are so favored and so precious to Him. The plan of the Father is unfolding for the fulfillment of the Fatima message. The Immaculate Heart of Mary will triumph. The Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign, and there will be an era of peace. The plan of the Father is unfolding. Each one of us is being called by Jesus and Mary to go into this world and to spread the love of Jesus.
All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God. All the ends of the earth have seen the power of God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
justice revealed to us.
Mary goes to her cousin Elizabeth, and Elizabeth says, "Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord?" Luke 1:43. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God comes to us. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, truly present in His divinity and humanity, no less present than He was in the womb of the Virgin Mary when she visited her cousin Elizabeth, comes to us in the Eucharist. And He also waits for each one of us to come to Him as He is present in the tabernacle.
Justice.
He wants us to be so close to Him. I hear His lamenting cries. His cries from the tabernacle. How He loves and thirsts and waits for His precious souls. How present He is. Truly present there in His divinity and humanity. We think, if we were there and we saw the Virgin Mary with the child Jesus within her womb, how we would be so blessed. But we receive this same Jesus within our hearts in communion in such intimacy. God comes to us. Are we not so blessed? Should we not jump for joy as John jumped within the womb of his mother at the presence of the Almighty God? Who are we that the Father so loved this world that he sent his only begotten Son, and that Jesus remains with us this day in the Eucharist. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In Jesus' love song we hear, I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus, in the womb of the Virgin Mary, went to visit Elizabeth and John. Today we receive his life, his grace, a visit from Jesus. We pray to be so sensitive to the touch of his grace that he imparts to us in such abundance. We pray to experience this life within our being and to realize his presence within us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou from heaven. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Each grace, a visit from Jesus, we are reborn in baptism. We become partakers in his divine life, and we receive an increase in this life through the reception of the Eucharist. He is giving to us his divine grace. We pray to be so sensitive to this life that he gives to us, paid for by the price of his precious blood. We are so blessed. The Mass is the most glorious event. We are given such great gifts from God, for he gives to us the gift of himself in the Holy Eucharist. Who are we that God comes to us? As we meditate on this mystery and think of Jesus and Mary visiting Elizabeth, think of the visits that we receive from God himself because of his love for us. He remains with us and is longing and thirsting and waiting for deeper and deeper union with us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We listen to the words of your mother. For I appear to you as Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas, and so few respond to my call.
And as we are filled more and more with this life within us, this life is reflected from our being, a light that shines in the dark night, as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives within us. It is in baptism that we become partakers of his divine life. And if we stay in the state of grace, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain within us in such a special way. Who are we that God lives within us? If the wind blows and the sun ceases to shine,
America, I am your
the
mother.
Presence of the Almighty God is within our being. What have we to fear if we truly realize that God is within us?
And I appear to you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Shed his grace,
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus speaks, my children, come so close to my heart. My heart is burning and on fire for love of you. I am Jesus. I long and thirst and wait for you. By the door of your heart, I wait, I wait, I wait. Minute by minute, second by second, within your breast, I call out to you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Do you hear these words in your heart? Do you come in silence and spend time so you can hear me speaking within you? I am Jesus, my beloved ones. I long to be so united to you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Every day, hear me say,
Messenger, a visit from Jesus. Who are we that God loves us so much? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
The third joyful mystery, the birth of Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Messenger, Joseph went from door to door, and tried to find a place for Jesus to be born. Jesus was born in a cave in Bethlehem. The Son of God comes to this earth. He does not come adorned in silver and gold with a court of high officials. He comes to this earth, the Son of God, a helpless little baby born in such poverty. Think of the mystery that God comes to this earth and puts on a little baby body. Can we comprehend even a small amount that God came to this earth in a little baby body? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He comes to this earth. He wants to be loved by all his precious souls. He comes a little baby, approachable, a tender little infant, so lovable. And he is rejected by man. There is not room for Jesus. Is this not how it is today? Jesus remains with us, truly present in the Eucharist, the Son of God in every tabernacle in this world. How the concert houses are packed in the ball games, and the Son of God waits in the tabernacle for his beloved souls to come and to be with him. And he outpours his grace and his divine love to his beloved ones that come. The Son of God waits for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
My Son comes to bring you.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The light. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He is born in a stable, surrounded surrounded by sheep and shepherds, the Son of God surrounded by his flock. Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd of the flock, comes a baby into the world. He came to this earth for all men. He loves each and every precious soul. He shed his blood for each soul, not just for the high and mighty. He comes for each soul that he loves so dearly. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This is Christ,
and he will shepherd them.
The King.
Hail Mary, full of grace. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, laying in a manger, and he laid down his life for his sheep. Jesus comes into this earth, born on bare wood, and he goes out hanging on a cross of bare wood. He came to this earth for each one of us. How he loves us. He comes not adorned in gold and silver, but wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. The Son of God comes to this world in a little baby body. This is the love that God the Father has for each one of us, that he sent his only begotten Son into this world. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus, rejected by the men of the earth, but the heavens proclaimed his glory. The stars shone above his bed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We know so little of the love of God. We meditate on this mystery, how God so loved the world that he comes to this earth and puts on a human body. Would we be so fearful if we realized his presence and how close he is to us? He is with us, second by second, minute by minute. He dwells within our hearts. We are never alone. I know this interior life. I go inside of me and meditate on this presence within me. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwell within us in a special way when we are in the state of grace. Jesus appeared, his heart ablaze, the heart of burning love for his precious souls. Jesus, the Son of God, is born a baby in the town of Bethlehem, and he comes and wants us to give him our love. America,
sleep in heavenly peace. America, Jesus is the Savior.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
Jesus is your Savior.
At the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus speaks, I want hearts that are burning and on fire for love of me. My dear ones, I am Jesus. I wait by the door of your heart and bid you to open the door. Many have forgotten. They neglect me. My dear ones, I am calling out to you. Come to my heart. Find refuge from this cold world in my heart. As I was rejected, you too will be rejected by this world that is turned godless. Come to me, and I will give you rest. I am Jesus, your beloved Savior. I love you with the deepest love. I am waiting for you, my dear ones. Will you answer this call? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need of thy mercy.
See the eyes that look at Mary, this tender infant child. See the child's heart beat so tenderly, the Savior of the world. His eyes are gazing steadily upon his loving mother. She sees the child Jesus, the newborn baby here. He comes in his entirety, the Son of God is he. And I speak to you, my children. Wake up, America. I appeared to you and told you what God the Father told me to speak. Listen to me. I am Mary, your mother. Wake us up. Let us see that you are truly Christ the Lord. We are blind. We need your grace. Please open up our eyes to you. See the eyes that look at Mary. See the eyes. He gives us now his body in the Holy Eucharist. He comes with this intense love to be so close to us. He longs for us to come to him. His heart waits for us. America, listen to your mother. Listen. Fill us now. Give us your love. Let us be so close to you. We are blind. We need your grace. Please open.
Joyful mystery, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Messenger, Joseph and Mary took the child Jesus to the temple and presented him to the Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The old man Simeon was there. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray. pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Look, he is destined for the fall and for the rise of many in Israel, destined to be a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce your soul too, so that the secret thoughts of many may be laid bare. Luke 2:34-35. From this point on, each time that Mary saw her beloved child, she knew of the sufferings that would come. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus speaks, I am Jesus. You do not fully know the tender love that I have for you. I am here, and I am outpouring to you tender love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Stand beside him, know the joy. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Messenger. The child Jesus comes to this earth in the womb of his mother. He comes in her body, the two hearts beating in one body. In the temple, he is held in the arms of his mother. And after he died on the cross, he is held in her arms. It is in Mary, in her most loving heart, that she places us in the deepest recesses of her son's heart. We can jump into her loving arms as the child Jesus jumped into her arms. In the Lady of Perpetual Help picture, Jesus lost his little shoe. If we jump into her arms, our loving mother will protect us. She spreads her mantle and her protection over us, and our weapon, the rosary. In this world that is in suffering and in pain, we pray the rosary, our weapon, against the evils of this world. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Simeon foretold the pain. Jesus, Lord, is nailed to the cross.
Now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We see the Virgin Mary as she holds the child Jesus so tenderly in her arms. And she gazes into his eyes. And I see the Virgin Mary as she holds his lifeless body under the cross. A sword too shall pierce your soul, O Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
So tenderly,
Jesus was formed in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He was given his physical life in his body for Mary. Through baptism, we are reborn to new life. It is in her spiritual womb that we are formed more and more into his image and likeness through the Holy Spirit. Jesus was formed in her womb through the Holy Spirit. Our life is a constant journey where we are formed more and more in her heart through the Holy Spirit to be like Jesus. It is in this likeness that we are led closer and closer to our beloved Father. For to know Jesus is to know the Father. The closer we become to Jesus, the closer we become to the Father. Our Father so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son into this world. And all through the Passion, Jesus knew the Father's love. Do we know how the Father loves us? That he gave us his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is a divine person. Jesus has two natures, human and divine. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament today. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
We are yours, we give ourselves, we consecrate our hearts to you.
Jesus Christ bridges the gap between humanity and divinity. Who are we that God so loved this world? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
We give you all our
prayers. Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And a sword too shall pierce your soul, O Mary. We see before us the child Jesus in the arms of his mother. And we see them as their eyes meet on the way to Calvary.
See the child
as she looks into the eyes of her son, his face covered with blood, and his head crowned with thorns. And she sees the love of her son Jesus. And she appears to us and asks us to see through her eyes the love of her son Jesus this day. If we were there on Calvary, if we looked through her eyes, would we see the love in his eyes? The love that he has for us. But he suffered and died. He was born a helpless baby. He rose and ascended into heaven. The price of this life given to us is the price of his blood. If we look into the eyes of our beloved Savior, as Mary did all through her life, from the time she held him in her arms in the temple, to the time she peered into his eyes on the way to Calvary, would we see the love of Jesus? For I hear him lament how he longs and thirsts and waits and wants such close union with each and every soul that he would give his life for us this day. His greatest agonies were not the agonies that he experienced to his body, but the agonies that he suffered to his most sacred heart for the neglect, the indifference, and the sacrileges that are committed against him, especially in the Blessed Sacrament, the sacrament of his greatest love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Like the sun.
Holy Mary, Mother of
she
God,
comes
pray
to
for
us
sinners,
in rainbow
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To lead us to her Son.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I stood so strong on that cold, dark day, the day I knew would have to come. I held his hand as I looked above to the light I'd always loved. but my heart was warm with the love of my special one. My face was bright, but my life was torn as I looked at my precious son. I rocked him as a baby. I fed him as a child. I heard him call my name out in the night. I helped him take his first step, and I cried when I heard his first words. I wish that see through a mother's eyes. I laid him down, I kissed his face and wiped the hair from his eyes. I walked away so silently with a love that never dies. My hand was cold, but my heart was warm with the love of my special one. My face was bright, but my life was torn as I looked at my precious son. Baby, I fed him as a child. I heard him call my name out in the night. I helped him take his first step, and I cried when I heard his first words. I wish they all could see mother's
can we look through the eyes of Mary and see her beloved son? Can we go to her heart and join in deeper union with him? Her heart is pierced with a sword. His heart is pierced with a lance. The hearts of deepest love beating in love for man. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
Holy
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Holy dwelling place of God.
And he wears around his heart the crown of thorns for all the indifference and neglect and sacrileges, all those who wound his heart. For he loves each soul to his death, and he would die this day for each precious soul. Mary comes and calls out to us to come to the heart of her son, the heart that is burning and waiting and longing to be united so close to him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mother of
God.
Oh,
my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
I am Mary Immaculate. mother of the human race, chosen by the Father, your spiritual mother, and I appeared to you at Clearwater, Our Lady of Fatima in the Americas.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus was taken to the temple by Mary and Joseph for the feast of the Passover. When it was over, Mary and Joseph went on their way, and the child remained behind. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Of life, blessed we honor thee.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Maria,
Holy Mary, Mother of
our
God,
joy,
pray
our
for us sinners now and at the hour
begin.
Of our death. Their hearts in such sorrowing, they return to search for the child Jesus. Think of this separation of 3 days between Mary and Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Salve,
blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. and they found Jesus in the temple, and he was talking to the doctors, and they were astounded at his wisdom and knowledge. Look at the lies of Jesus and Mary and the Father's plan. God comes to this earth in the womb of the Virgin Mary, God, and there is such quietness. This is God, Jesus, born on the earth, always peace and joy all through these mysteries. They knew the Father's plan. The Father has this plan for each one of us, and it is unfolding. It is in living according to his will that we will have peace and joy in our lives. It is only living according to his will that we will have find this peace. His little children dependent on their most loving Father, the Father that loves us so much, that loves his creation, that has gifted us so abundantly, each one of us so specially, so uniquely created to help aid in his plan of salvation. And Jesus and Mary are calling us this day to come to their hearts and to dwell in their hearts, to come ever closer to follow the will of the Father and live our lives according to this plan. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary speaks, I am Mary, your mother. My dear ones, so many of my little children are lost and hurting in this world, and I call out to you to come to the heart of my son, Jesus, to pray as you have never prayed before, with your whole heart, your whole soul, and your whole being. So many souls will be lost for their sinfulness. I am calling you this evening to come to my heart, and I will place you deeply in the heart of my son, Jesus. I am your beloved mother. I mother you with such tender love. I protect you, I guard you, my little children. Will you pray for the children of this world? So many souls have strayed from the heart of my son. Your prayers are mighty weapons in this world. Pray, pray, pray. These are my beloved children, some of whom are on the path to damnation. My dear, dear children, I am your mother, and I am calling you. You will be rejected. You will be persecuted. You will be treated hatefully. You are my chosen ones that I am sending into this world, a world that is suffering. My son Jesus is persecuted and rejected. I am guarding you. I am Mary, your mother. Do not give in to Satan. He wants you stopped. You must proceed fearlessly ahead in the Holy Spirit. Pray for the fearlessness of the apostles to go into this world and to spread the love of our hearts. My dear ones, I am your mother, and I am guarding you on your way. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed art thou among women. things. When you are persecuted, come to our hearts. Find refuge in the heart of my son. You must be strong soldiers in this world, in this war against Satan. Pray the rosary every day. Pray the rosary. Pray as you have never prayed before. Prayer is your weapon against the evils of this world. Know that I am with you, guarding you, and spreading my mantle upon you. Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed art thou,
is the love of your two hearts.
Holy Mary,
is the love of their two hearts.
Messenger.
Jesus, we love.
Brothers that are lost in this world.
Mary, we love you.
Do we see that we are given great graces, and Jesus and Mary are giving us their hearts filled with such love? Do we see these great graces that we are given, and thank them for all our gifts, and praise the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the love of God? How are we responding to God's love in this world? Are our hearts filled with the love of Jesus? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary speaks. You are the lights that shine in the darkest nights, the lights that shine to the world that has forgotten God and is suffering and in pain. All through the world are hearts that are filled with the love of God that are radiating this light. Come ever closer to the heart of my son, and you will shine as beacon lights to light the way of many that are in pain. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
Mary speaks. I am Mary of the Most Holy Rosary. Pray the rosary as your weapon against Satan. As you pray the rosary, the life of my son will live within you, and you will carry to this world this message of his love. Meditate on the mysteries of the rosary and pray to the Holy Spirit to lead you on your way. Pray for the grace to know and love God more and more. And every day pray to the Father in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass in the Spirit, and offer up all of your prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of the day. Your prayers are so important to the plan of salvation. The plan of the Father is unfolding. Each one of you, threads in the tapestry, is so important to the special mission to go out to this world and to spread his love. Your mission may be a mission of prayer. Your mission may be one where you preach the word of my son. My dear ones, it is in moments in front of the tabernacle that you will find your answers. Come to the heart of my son Jesus, and he will speak in the inner promptings of your heart. Come to the tabernacle for his life, and let him fill you more and more with his divine life and his divine love. You are far more precious than the finest pearls. I am Mary, your mother, and I thank you for responding to this call. This is a rosary from the hearts of Jesus and Mary, delivered to you with greatest love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The world is cold and the streets are empty. I find in you the hope to keep on living, the reason for my being, the love I've always searched for, and the man now in my heart. There's no searching for you I found, and in my heart there's nothing for me to look around at, and in my heart I'm home and I am with you. In my heart, in my heart, there's love that I could never find, and in my heart there's peace that I could never find, and in my heart is something that I've never felt before, and I adore. Oh God, my God, I love you. Oh God, my God, I love you. The peace I have, the warmth of your heart is more than I can bear, because in my heart is love and peace, and nothing's missing. In my heart I love you in the deepest way, and in my heart is Jesus, the one I searched for my whole life. Yes, in my heart, oh, in my heart, the peace I've longed for. In my heart, yes, in my heart's the love I longed for. In my heart is peace, is joy, is all the things.